Last night, Tampa Democratic Representative Kathy Castor held a live town hall meeting via telephone. According to a spokesperson, over 5,000 people called in for the call, which began shortly after 6:30 p.m. last night and ran for a little less than an hour. Castor answered 12 questions in all and also heard comments, including a familiar complaint from critics that members of Congress haven't read the bill that has come out of a House committee.
And to want to run something through quickly, with the lack of time being spent by representatives to really read it in depth, has got me enormously concerned, especially since the CBO says with their latest figures that this program over the next 10 years will cost between $1 and $1.2 trillion. And that's got me very concerned.
Well, thank you, Lewis, very much for that question. And I'm hearing that question quite a lot recently. And you, I have to admit, it's a long bill, 1,000 pages. But I want to assure you that I have read the bill. Not only have I read the bill, but I've helped write portions of it. I sit, I was reassigned at the beginning of the year to a new committee called Energy and Commerce and the Health Subcommittee in the House of Representatives. Since the beginning of the year, we've had very detailed hearings from with representatives from all corners, hospitals, doctors, nurses, health insurance companies, consumer advocates, you name it, we've heard their advice.
Al from Tampa asked another question that critics have invoked at town hall meetings. If the reform plans being discussed by President Obama and Congress are so great, why don't they drop their own health care plans to get on something like a public option?
I just don't understand why Congress won't adopt that health care plan for themselves. It just seems like Congress always wants to institute different laws and different things that have different controls over our lives, but they always exclude themselves. So I would like to have the people that represent me in Congress actually be the leaders and go ahead and be the first people involved with this new health care program and be on that health care program.
Great question. We get this question a lot, so I appreciate you asking. Members of Congress right now participate in the Federal Employees Health Benefits. It is what we're trying to create for everyone else, an exchange where you can go on and examine the different options, what makes sense for your family. If you're a single individual, you might, and you're young, you might just want to get certain coverage. If you're a large family and maybe you have one child with asthma or diabetes, you would be able to examine the options and compare all of the private and public options that are available. I actually do not take the congressional federal employees' health benefits. It's a better deal for me to take private insurance through my husband's employer.
Castor was asked whether children of undocumented immigrants were included in the legislation, a flashpoint for conservatives and their talking points at town hall meetings.
I've seen that H.R. 3200, that children of legal aliens will be automatically enrolled with the to add billions to the cost over the years. Do you think we should repeal the 14th Amendment to help cut the cost and the amount of rationing that we'll have done to make this plan work?
There is absolutely nothing in this bill that would lead to rationing of care, and I've got to challenge you on that, because I think anyone who has gotten on the phone with a private insurance company and tried to work through a bill, like I had to do when my daughter had to get stitches, and we had to fight with the insurance company to see the same doctor, forget it. That's the rationing that's going on that these important consumer protections are going to ameliorate. And on illegal aliens, I'm glad you asked that question, because let's bust another myth. Right now, this reform initiative will not cover illegal aliens. If you all hear anyone say it, it's not true. In fact, the bill that I worked on explicitly prohibits illegal aliens from receiving any federal dollars to subsidize them.
Many progressives have been unhappy that the single-payer option, a la Canada or England, was taken off the negotiating table early on by President Obama. But as WMNF reporters have asked the Congresswoman in the past, this caller asked why she doesn't support such a plan.
There's a lot of hysteria and scare tactics about even the word single payer. And I was as they're wondering, were you able to receive any testimony in your efforts about single payer before you guys started work on the bill? Because that seems to be, when we're talking about saving money, that seems to be the most efficient mechanism that every other industrialized country seems to be using. Is there any chance you could be a co-sponsor for H.R. 676?
Well, thank you very much for your question. The single-payer folks, we were hearing a lot more from them before all these reality shows of the summer, all these town hall meetings crept up. But, you know, here in America, if we were starting from scratch, if we were starting fresh, I think we would probably develop an efficient single-payer system like Medicare is, like the VA system that works just fine. But, you know, most people receive their health care coverage now through their employer, and they're happy with it. Mostly, you know, we have these important consumer protections. We've got to make sure that these health insurance companies don't discriminate because of pre-existing conditions, and that if you lose your job, you can still get affordable health care. But I, especially with the economy the way it is, I just don't think we could go through this big upheaval and turn health care in America over to a single payer. I think it would be too disruptive.